In John 17, Jesus said, "My sheep are not of the world. They've come out of the world. They've crucified their desires, their passions." Titus 2 says, "Put away all of your worldly lusts and passions." Have you done that? Are you here feeding your lust and your passion today in the world? Entertainment of the world is lust and flesh and passion. But Jesus said in John 17, "My sheep are not of the world. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." Are you following Jesus Christ to eternal life? Are you following the King of Kings to glorious holiness and righteousness? Or are you following the culture to judgment? Judgment is coming, neighbors. You're walking through Satan's kingdom. And unless you turn and come out of Satan's kingdom, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You cannot be a child of God and live like the world, neighbors. Test yourself. Pastors and priests are lying to you. You can't be like the world and claim a holy Savior. You can't live like the devil and claim you're a child of God, neighbor. Righteousness, goodness, and truth mark the way. Don't be thinking you can live like the world, neighbor. Jesus came into the world to seek and save the lost. Jesus beckons all that will lose their life to follow him, to surrender their own lordship. There's a thing called autonomy. Autonomy is like when you want to live your own way, your own life. That will not stand. You can't live your own life. The Bible says the temple of the Holy Spirit is God's. He purchased it with his shed blood. He purchased it with his shed blood. So your life is not your own. Why are you living like that if you claim Christ? Christians, turn and repent. Come out of this corruption of the world. Turn and be transformed. Sir, you can't be of Jesus and the world. You got to come out of the world. Test yourself. Come out of the world and be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
I already did that.
But why are you here, sir? Here, this tells you a bunch of reasons why. Yeah, sir, the Beach Boys are of the world and carnality and entertainment and flesh. Does that sound like the Holy Spirit to you?
No, but I might be able to minister.
No, sir, you're not going to minister being like them. The Bible says, come out of the world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then we preach to the world like I'm doing. You can't be of the world. You're a friend of the world. You're an enemy of God, sir.
I'm not a friend of the world.
It says if you're fond of. Friend of the world means fond of. James 4:4. That makes you an enemy of God, sir. If you haven't lost your life to come out of the world, you are an enemy of God. Take this gospel card. It gives you a bunch of reasons.
Thousands of kids receive Jesus.
Oh, sir, you're not going to help thousands of kids in worldly Jesus. You're not going to, sir. They're false converts. You're a false convert, sir, if you live like the world. You live like a false convert, that's the fruit. You're a false convert, sir. Your fruits are worldly and rotten, sir.
He's trying to tell me that he's just here, only here to watch the Beach Boys.
Wrong one. He should have said he just came here for some food. You could almost give somebody that. Like a gospel card. I'm holding my hand in the air between the gates. They got a problem with that?
It's no law. It's just a request.
Gospel, good news. Jesus made the narrow way. You got to come out of the world, though. You got to come out and seek Christ. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Jesus did not die so you could live a worldly life, neighbor. Jesus died to call you out of the world, sir. Are you willing to come out of the world and follow him no matter what? Lose everything. Unless you do that, you have no hope. Check out our website. It's there to help you. Send me an email. I'd love to help you in the scriptures. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. If you're in the world, you're lost. This is the world. You're lost and you got to be transformed. You got to come out and be renewed. The renewing of your mind means that you're a child of God living in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Judgment's coming, Americans. You're walking in Sodom too. God will not let America off the hook. God is going to judge America. But Jesus made a narrow way. The shed blood of Jesus makes the narrow way, neighbor. Turn and repent. Holiness marks God's people. Are you living a holy life, obeying God, or are you living a worldly life of carnality and sin? No sin is going to go unpunished unless you repent and you come out of the world. Your sin is going to be judged on Judgment Day. Jesus talked about no man can have two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. What does that mean to have two masters? That means on Sunday you say that you love Jesus, but the rest of the week you live for your flesh and politics and sports and entertainment and pride and vanity. That would be two masters. Jesus also talked about building your house on the rock. See, if you live for the world and you entertain in the world, your life is built on sand. And judgment is coming. Sand is going to be washed away when the trials and the floods and tribulation comes. But what's going to happen if you're built on the rock? If you're built on the rock of Jesus Christ, you're going to come out of the world. You're going to stand all tribulation. You're going to stand every test. But you can't be like the world and claim a holy Savior. You got to be transformed and be renewed by the power of God's Spirit. Neighbors, what hope do you have for eternal life today as you live like the world? What hope do you have that your sins will be forgiven as you live like the world? Did you know you're trampling the blood of Jesus today, neighbor? Turn and repent. He made a narrow way for you. You can be transformed and made new. Don't trample the blood of Jesus any longer. Christ, the glorious King, is coming. He's going to part the clouds. Matthew 24. He's going to part the clouds. Every eye will see him. But seeing him is not enough. You got to obey him. You got to follow him. You got to serve him in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Unless you're doing that, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Turn and repent. Be transformed. Pastors and priests are not telling you the real cost of what it means to be a true disciple of God. A disciple of God knows the word, is hungry for the word, lives for the King of Kings. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, be studied to be approved so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. It's not the will of God that you live like the world. It's not the will of God that you live in sin and worldliness. It's not the will of God that you live in pride and vanity. It's not the will of God that you entertain with carnal ways of the world. Did you know the world is passing away and the lust thereof? Will you pass away with the world? James says your life is but a vapor. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow. What's going to happen to your life that passes away as a vapor? What's going to happen as you've left the ways of God and you're following a culture that is Satan's kingdom? 2 Corinthians 4:4. This is Satan's kingdom you're living in. There'll be no celebration. There'll be no mockery on Judgment Day. Just a fearful judgment that's coming for all the sons of disobedience. And Jesus told us to go in the streets, to lift up our voices, to proclaim the gospel, to warn you about the wrath of God and tell you of the goodness of God. Romans 2 says the goodness of God leads to repentance. When has this glorious goodness of God... No one's good, sir. If you're of the world, you're not good. You're set for the wrath of God that's coming. But there is a narrow path. There is a way that you can find eternal life. There is a way that you can be transformed. But it does cost you everything, neighbor. Many people count the cost to follow Christ, losing friends, family, career. Have you counted the cost of not following Jesus Christ? The cost of not following Jesus Christ is separation, death, and hell. The cost of not following Jesus and following the world is you're going to suffer the wrath of God, neighbors. We don't want you to suffer the wrath of God. We want you to become a child of God, but you're on the wrong side of God's grace. God's grace is not automatic. God's grace makes you eligible for salvation to come. But you have to repent and seek the kingdom of God. My master said what it would be like in the last days. People will be eating, drinking, marrying, just like at Strawberry Fest. And then sudden destruction is going to come upon them. Destruction's going to come as you're living your fleshly life, living it for yourself. Destruction and wrath is coming. Jesus promised. Jesus is no liar. Wrath and judgment is coming. Don't trample the shed blood of Jesus today, living your own way. Follow Christ. Turn and repent. Come out of the world. Holiness marks God's people. Pride and vanity is an enemy of God. Pride and enemy is an abomination to God. Per Proverbs 6:17. If judgment day came today, what's going to become of you as you live like the world? Test yourself, sir. You got to come out of the world. You got to come out of the church systems. They're lying to you. You got to come out of every false way. You're entertaining yourself to death and judgment. Jesus is not going to pardon those that live in worldliness and carnality. The Bible says he knows his own. His sheep hear his voice and they follow him. I promise you, Jesus' voice did not lead you to Strawberry Fest. Jesus' voice does not lead you to politics, sports, and entertainment. Jesus' voice does not lead you to pride and vanity. Jesus' voice does not lead you to the Sunday church systems. The voice of God leads you to holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. Short of that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Just a fearful judgment of wrath for the sons of disobedience. Paul says in Romans 6, if you obey, it's to righteousness. If you sin on, it's to death. Which one are you following, neighbor? Are you following righteousness to life? Or are you following sin unto death? Test yourself. Turn and repent. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Judgment and wrath is coming. What are you wasting your life on, neighbors? What are you living for today? If you're not living for Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come.
do. Sure. That's a little different bag that you normally use.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm trying something different. It's a little lighter, and I thought maybe. Ooh, I almost lost it.
Where is it?
What's that? Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Hey, man, can you give us a ride on that thing?
That's the sheriff's. I don't know.
All right, pal.
What'd you find, sir? Really? Did it lead you here to this worldly offering? Does it lead you to live like the world? Could you explain the gospel to me, sir? We're testing. A lot of Christians say they know the gospel. I ask them the question, they don't know the gospel. It's like asking a police officer the law. If he doesn't know the law, what would that mean? We got to know the gospel if we claim Jesus Christ. The gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, is death, burial, and resurrection. Repentance to him, following him to new life by the Spirit of God that leads to holiness, not worldliness, and enduring in the faith. That's the biblical gospel. Are you living that, American neighbor? What are you living for? You're living for the world. You're entertaining your flesh. It's fruit that you're a child of Satan. Children of God don't live and entertain themselves in the world. Children of God come out of the world. Children of God walk in righteousness. Children of God realize that sin in the world is a reproach against a holy God. And so they turn from it. And they're transformed by the truth of God to walk in righteousness. When were you transformed to live and walk in holiness and righteousness? But if you're following the world, you're actually following Satan's culture. We've been saying it all day. That leads to wrath. The goodness of God leads to repentance. But the world leads you to wrath. Things like the NFL football and flesh and carnality, all of that is a reproach against a holy God. Patrick Mahomes, the guy that claims to be a Christian, he's not a Christian. He's a sinful, wicked, worldly, carnal man that deceives people. Men like Patrick Mahomes, Tim Tebow, all of these false so-called Christians, Brock Purdy, they're of the world claiming Jesus. That's impossible. That means you have a false Jesus. But if you'd open the Holy Scriptures, the Bible says God's people are destroyed by their lack of knowledge. Well, the world is not God's people, but I can promise you, your lack of knowledge of the truth of God's word is going to mean destruction to you. If you're not living by every word out of the mouth of God, Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. If you're not living by that word, if you have not been studying the word, how can you know the path to eternal life that Jesus said is so narrow? If you're not following the narrow path to eternal life, then you are on the broad road to destruction, neighbor. And at your death, you'll be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. We don't want you to suffer the wrath of God. We want you to know, yes, you will, as the world, you will, ma'am.